Live. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. You may bring up whatever you want, though you must be patient so we can get to you, because all of a sudden the phones blow up. I don't know why, but sometimes these things happen. And here we are, and of course we'll take your calls about anything that's on your mind. You do not have to be on our topic, which I don't even know what that is right now. It was Mitt Romney and this 5-point plan, how apparently it's like Chairman Mao also had a 5-point plan, apparently. So we'll get to that if we get a chance.
The communist Chinese had a lot of 5-year plans.
Mm-hmm.
And Chairman Mao had the Great Leap Forward, which killed 30 to 60 million people. and part one of Mitt's plan reminds me a lot of Mao's Great Leap Forward.
Is that right?
Mao, he forced people to build forges in their backyards, among other things.
Metal
that was a
forges?
Centrally planned fiasco. Forges, steel forges.
Okay.
Steel forges. So the Chinese bureaucrats and the...
Because everyone needs one of those in their bank.
Right.
They made a series of Potemkin villages at every train stop that he went to, but his plans beggared the country. There was famine. 30-plus million people died. Because he thought that he could create a market that he wanted. He thought that he could make the decisions, and he did not have anywhere, nothing like the kind of information that he would have needed
to do that with any kind of success. He won't suffer any of those consequences, right? He'll dictate what should be done from on high, and then if
Mao's
it doesn't work
dinner.
Out...
Mao is going to get his dinner.
Right, yeah, exactly. If it doesn't work out, he doesn't starve. The other people do. Well, anyway, we'll continue. If we get a chance, we'll continue with Romney's 5-point plan here in a bit. We've got the phones loaded up.
It was a basketball player, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he was this really tall basketball player.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
No, he was from China.
Okay.
And he was, I believe, telling the story, and it was on Reason TV about this particular Mao situation where this huge famine struck, and basically said that things got so bad people were eating their children.
Yao Ming, says our board operator.
Okay, and it's a crazy story. And he said that, some people couldn't eat their own kids, so they trade with their neighbors. I mean, it's insane.
Wow. Let's go to the phones. Talk to John, listening in Carson, Nevada, to LRN.FM. Hey, John.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I called to explain to you and Mark why you're really anarchist, though I know you don't like the word.
I am not an anarchist, but you can try to convince me. Go ahead.
Sure. Mark was saying earlier that we need government. But the problem is when it becomes a monopoly. Well, if you ask anyone to point to an example of a government, they'll always point to an agency that is that maintains a legal monopoly of force. That everybody recognizes that as a government. They don't recognize other agencies like McDonald's. That's not a government. Although you might say, in some sense, they govern their behavior, but it's not a government because they don't have a legal monopoly of force.
Well, would you say that insurance companies who create documents like, a fire insurance document that people sign, that document is a governing document?
Yes, it's a different sense of the word governing.
Sure.
But
if you ask people to draw a picture of an automobile,
they will always point to a specific kind of agency.
If you ask people to draw a picture of an automobile, they'll draw you a picture of a vehicle with a combustion engine. But that doesn't mean that every vehicle out there that has a combustion that only cars only have combustion engines. Just because people popularly say that.
Well, it is a very useful sense of the word. What would you call an agency that has a legal monopoly of force? I mean, since everybody identifies that as a government and nothing else,
the state.
Then why isn't that a proper use of the word?
The state.
The state. Well, that's I would say a state and a government. Those are synonyms in that sense.
I think a lot of people use them for synonyms. I'd like to make a distinction between the two. I think that government has governments as we know them today have risen up from the master and servant, king and serf relationship that has gone on for 9 millennia or so, that rose out of the essentially, right out of the agricultural revolution when people started to tend fields, that when people started to stay in one place, that the thieves decided, well, I don't have to work the roads anymore. Now we can work the peasants, and that's essentially what occurred.
But they came,
and
but
the problem
they
I have
governments. They became recognizable as governments when they established a legal monopoly. You know, if you just have a mafia out there, people don't consider that a government because not even the mafia claims that they
I would disagree that just because Draco wrote some stuff down doesn't mean that that's the first time governments came around. Governments are agencies that provide protection, and that's the distinction. And I can hire an agency to provide protection for me.
But the state agencies don't provide protection.
Right. The state is an agency that provides protection, supposedly, and demands a monopoly in that area is the distinction I'd like to make. Now, let me rebut and put you on the defensive here. A or an means what?
It means you're identifying a single case.
No, a or an in this case means when you attach it to the front of a word as a prefix.
He's saying that it means you're talking about a singular thing.
You're talking about a single example. I'm not sure what you're going for.
I got you. That I'm not making myself clear. A or an means, if you use it as a prefix, means something that is not. So anaerobic is an exercise that is not aerobic.
Atheist.
Or without. Atheist is without, a theist belief or whatever. So in the case of anarchy is the case that no rulers or no ruling is what that means. And it is not possible for an individual who must rule themselves to be an anarchist. They must be, as you know, using the English language as it was defined, you must be an autarchist. Now, if
is that
you
a self ruler,
that's a self ruler.
Yeah, auto means self.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If you know, you can. That's what that means. So you
and
must rule yourself.
That's confusing because I think that's autocrat. But autocrat clearly is not what I'm thinking of.
Nope. Autoarchist is the right term. So, you know, whoever came up with this term anarchist, it's just not proper for the English language,
well,
and that's fine.
Yeah, it has to be impossible for Mark to govern himself at all for him to be an anarchist.
I'm sorry, y'all are talking over one another.
My fault.
Sure. I hear what Mark is saying.
So,
but,
to me,
you know, language isn't just defined, it's also defined by usage.
Right, and the word anarchist has been used in popular culture to mean bomb-throwing maniacs who are looking to destroy all of society.
That is one mainstream use, but
that's
the primary use.
Mainstream
political
use.
Political anarchists, they all mean that they're against monopolies of force.
Yeah, well, you can go ahead and play with your political anarchists if that's what you want to do, but they're not very convincing. Anytime anybody, if I were to get on the radio and say I'm an anarchist, and I would never say it because I'm not, people would immediately say, oh, my God, what kind of individual are you talking about? Because
well,
you don't get
you
to engage somebody. If you want to use it, I'm not done. If you want to use this as a tool, as a lever to create a conversation with individuals on a one-on-one basis, I suppose you can do that, and it will be as effective as it is. But I can't use that as a tool on the radio.
No, I'm not saying you have to like the word or use it. But would you agree that you do oppose monopolies of force?
I oppose monopolies of force.
So would you guys say you're voluntarist, say that you believe that
I like that word, voluntarist, that all human interaction should be consensually based. But Johnny Ray, what about you? Are you voluntarist?
Yes, I was going to echo that
thought.
I'm
a peacemaker, a revolutionary. I don't like this voluntarist word particularly. I don't think that is very useful.
And also, there's so many words out there.
Is there any other basis besides a voluntary basis that's proper for human interaction, Mark?
I think people should, as long as they leave me alone, it's fine. I think voluntary interactions are great.
Wouldn't a peacenik have to oppose use of force in any circumstance?
They would generally have to do that, yeah.
So I thought that you support defensive force.
I think that sometimes you can use force in order to prevent more force from being used.
So you're not a peacenik, then?
You don't like my terminology, screw you.
Okay, so you are saying that you have a different definition of peacenik. I was just asking you to define what peacenik meant. So all that aside, let me give you a quick example of one of the reasons why I'm not an anarchist, besides all of Mark's reasons. There was a young man who apparently, who we're connected to some extent, who moved out of the area, moved down, left his, you know, I guess he kind of went on a vacation from his mom, and proceeded to break into some homes, some unoccupied homes, and tag anarchy symbols all over the place in these unoccupied structures, and ended up charged with a felony for breaking and entering and stealing things. I, for one, am not interested Houston and being associated with people that do things like that.
That is someone who has a shortage of self-government.
Me, or do you agree? It seems like everyone is suffering financially. Even the United States is having problems with its credit. It's just a mess out here, and we could all use all the help we can get. How about you? Are you having trouble financially like millions of others in this country? Having bad credit can affect you in so many ways, from employment opportunities to purchasing or refinancing a home. If you're thinking about restoring your credit, that's a good thing to do. If so, be careful out there. Before you do anything, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated, 1-800-593-6408, and get your free guide to credit restoration. And then after reading it, if you would like to arrange a free credit consultation with our approved credit restoration company, just call us back and we'll be glad to arrange that for you. Call today, 1-800-593-6408, for your free guide to credit restoration. Gain knowledge, become aware, and help yourself and your family recover financially. Just call 1-800-593-6408. There's no catch. Since 2004, free to anyone that asks, for as long as they ask. 1-800-593-6408.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost in time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, SACL, CAI toll-free line. That is, once again, 855-450-3733, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We invite you to the website, to where you can actually control the content of the site. And you can also listen in via our live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds. All of them are free, and they're available around the clock. So anytime you want to listen to Free Talk Live, you can tune in live, whatever you want, over at listen.freetalklive.com. Also get the list of over 110 radio stations on AM and FM across the country that air the show. Our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard all 7 nights per week. Plus, we're up on KU Band as well, the free-to-air channels. There's also the webcam and the listen lines. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more and get tuned in.
So BitInstant.com makes it easy for you to get your Bitcoins. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com and find a location that's near you, and you can get a little deposit number there. Go to that location. It will actually list the different percentages to, as far as the exchange rates go in these different locations. You go there, you make your deposit, and before you get home, likely you'll have your Bitcoins. It's BitInstant.com. If you don't know what Bitcoins are, they're an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency that I think is going to change the world. It's BitInstant.com.
Currently under $12, about $11.80.
You know, I don't give financial advice, but if I had the money to buy right now, I would be buying. I mean, I'm confident in the amount of Bitcoins that I have, but I'm really confident that Bitcoins are going to be moving upwards. So I would say go out and get your Bitcoins right now.
They're down a little bit. They were at 13.
Yeah, they were down to 11, too. So,
I know.
Yeah.
And they change fast, too. Like, when you look at the Bitcoin price, an hour later, it could be 50 cents higher.
Yeah, but day-to-day, it's been right around the same dollar amount. It's been around 12 week after week after week.
For a few weeks, but
month over month, it's still up.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes, it is.
And $13 was its, 12-month high?
Yeah, I'm not, for one, I think that it's really about adoption, and I think that Bitcoin, is... There's more and more. The volume of transactions is going up at a gigantic rate. So it doesn't matter to me what the price is. It's about the volume of transactions. Because as people continue to use it, it will go up because there are only 21 million of them possible in the world. And if you think about $21 million, that's not very much.
Do you know how many are in circulation now?
There are created, you mean?
Yeah, how many Bitcoins are in circulation?
I don't know about in circulation. Created about 10.5 million, not quite 11 million.
Okay.
So, they're going to – some of them have probably been lost, though.
That's true, because if you lose your wallet, it's impossible to get those Bitcoins back.
But the really cool thing is they're infinitely divisible.
That much is true. There's a lot of cool things about it.
I'm very confident in the Bitcoin, and I'm excited about what will happen when they mine the last Bitcoin.
It's going
to
be a while.
What will happen to the cost, the price, the exchange rate?
I don't think that'll matter when they mine the last one. That'll be incidental at that point. I mean, it's likely if it continues to be used by people, it will continue to go up in value over that whole period of time.
That's my assumption.
Yeah.
Thank God for SciPhase, one of our producers here. 10.13 million at the moment. I thought it was more than that.
That's what's in circulation?
That's what's in existence.
How many have been,
in existence.
So I guess, Mark, you're saying if people aren't actively using them,
sure.
Most
of mine aren't in circulation. I do
right.
do some buying and selling in Bitcoin, but I'm holding on to some on the belief that they're going to go up.
So do you watch the volume on the different markets from day to day?
I just keep an eye on it.
Yep. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Darren. He's listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hey, Darren.
It's Aaron.
Aaron, apologies. Go ahead, sir.
Let me set this here up. What's your favorite kind of a car?
My favorite kind of car?
Mine is a Buick Regal. Supercharged.
Wow. A Regal. Okay, let's just say I had on my plaid coat and everything, and I got a Regal to sell you, but I want you to sign the contract and give me the money first, and then I'll let you test drive. You would go to another car dealer, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Chances are good.
So if that's being said...
Score one for the free market.
If that being said, why would anybody vote for someone to be president? I'm going to tell you what my plans are after I'm elected. It's the very same thing.
It's dirty
and
pool.
Don't get me wrong. I'm going to set up both sides because I'm tired of both parties. That's what I'm calling about a third party. But the thing is, the sad part about it, Romney was probably a good guy, but he sold himself out. just to be endured by the right wing.
I don't know if he's a good guy. Didn't he put a dog on the top of his car and drive through freezing cold temperatures
and
sleep?
Basic morals and stuff like that. But yeah, that's kind of whack. He's just totally out of touch. But and then Obama, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's want to be. To see the problem with these presidents, they surround himself with bad people. I mean, right now George Bush, he seemed like a really good guy compared to these two.
Right, you know, that's how Bill Clinton seemed, by the way. Yeah, I don't know if y'all remember that, but like when Bush took over and started doing all the war, and Bill Clinton seemed like a peacenik.
Bill Clinton's looking like a great president at this point.
Yeah. Every president sooner or later makes you fawn for his
predecessor. The previous, yeah.
I mean, they surround themselves, but everybody have their own agenda. And, you know, the Democrats...
At least George Bush, you could laugh at him. He had those cute little, guffaws, and, he'd mess up all the time and, went to open the door and it was locked and, it's just laughable.
I'd rather have somebody like that to let me know they're human. You know, I voted for Obama. You know, it was history, but we never know when this is going to happen again, especially in this country. But, I'm tired of the Spock Act. I need Captain Kirk. I don't want Spock no more.
I don't want any of them.
The non-emotional, I'm just, clear cut. No party, nobody, you don't want to talk about the poor class. It's always the middle class and upper class.
Mm.
It's a lot of people, and that's going to raise up our crime rate there. So I'm just saying the American people need to grow up there and start with a third party and get rid of both of these.
Aaron, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. I don't think it's a terrible idea to bring third parties in. I think I've long been a third party, supporter. Bring them in the debates. Let's get some extra viewpoints out there. I mean,
that would be the most important thing that would come from voting third party is to get them in the debates, because they have to get like 15% or something like that.
Well, those are in polls. Yeah, national
in polls.
It's ridiculous. The rules are stacked. The deck is stacked against third parties. There is a lawsuit in play by the Gary Johnson campaign, the Libertarian Party candidate, to try to essentially force his way into the debates with the Commission for Presidential Debates. Whether that will end up panning out remains to be seen. But I think it's a good idea. I don't think it's ever going to happen, because it's just too dangerous. If they let somebody else in those debates, they're going to suck away. I mean, the one thing that is guaranteed to come from letting a third party into a debate is that third party candidate, whether it's the Greens or the Libertarians or whoever it is, will get votes that they otherwise would not have gotten, and the Republicans and Democrats will not stand for it.
That plum, that juicy fruit that is the Washington, D.C., they do not, the Republicans and Democrats, they can agree on one thing. They don't want to share that.
Yeah, for sure.
And, they're not going to let a third party in if they can avoid it.
Right, they'll share it with each other, but they don't want to share it with the mundane third parties.
With the duopoly that they have is doing them just fine.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, you can bring up anything that you want. In fact, there's a cool little Obama video I just posted over at freekeen.com, and it's kind of a fun play on people that chant Obama. You can go see it for yourself. It's real quick. Freekeen.com. We're coming up here, 855-450-FREE. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com to enjoy the features that we share with you there. And those features include our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact because the chat room is built in to the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to experience that for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
We spoke about precious metals this evening, getting them in order to, you know, stave off some kind of inflationary cycle that may be created by the Federal Reserve's introduction of lots more dollars into the marketplace in the form of QE3 and just their normal doing business. If you want to get precious metals, go to gold.freetalklive.com. There we offer some coins that you can see right on the internet. Also, there's a telephone number. If you want to get something special that isn't there on the internet, you can call that number and, you know, mention Free Talk Live, and they'll give you all the help you need. It's Midas Resources. We've done business with them for, you know, many, many years, and you know, I've always had good interactions with them. Ian, I know you've bought some stuff there too.
Yep,
it's always gone well. So it's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we'll continue with you and your thoughts. We've got David in Montana. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you all doing?
David, what's on your mind?
Liberty, or so-called freedom, it only comes trust. And trust comes from respect and honor. Till we trust one another, the government and people do not trust one another whatsoever. So liberty and freedom is not going to come from that, because trust is needed for freedom and liberty, or liberty and
Makes sense.
And we have to respect and honor. Got to make
Hello.
Work that builds trust in one another. They got us going at each other's throats from every aspect, economically. Our economic system is based upon evil, really, like, and dishonor, and everything that's against that leads to freedom. If you look at it, fractional reserve banking is like a scam. You know, they could make up money and lend out money they don't have and charge interest on it. You know, it's just...
It's dishonest.
Honorable.
Yeah, sure.
I'd say the central bank has created a lot of evil outcomes.
If we work on to trust one another, like, we have to, and that's working together and jobs. And that's another thing I wanted to talk about. Jobs is cannabis. 25 million jobs. There's 25,000 uses. Every use gave 1,000 people.
It's really hard to hear you sometimes, Dave. I don't know if you're talking right into your phone or if we've got a bad connection tonight. I apologize.
It's very dramatic, though.
The green hemp, you know, the green movement, like in the green energy and everything,
uh-huh.
They don't back hemp, so I don't trust them because hemp is their miracle plant. It burns, the pollution from burning hemp oil is not as bad as burning regular oil. It's a lesser carbon. And,
hemp's an amazing crop. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about
right,
it.
And these green people, they got the...
I know plenty of greens who support cannabis. I've smoked pot with them before.
But you never hear, you know, these green movements putting forward the spearhead of the Liberty plant.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I think there's plenty of green people.
I don't
people
hear
that,
enough from them. You know,
okay. Well, you do live in Montana. Maybe there aren't very many of them around there.
And like I said, the jobs, though. It's there. 25 million jobs just waiting to be had.
I think you make a great point there, David, and I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE, because what he's kind of tying us back around into what you were talking about earlier, Johnny Ray, with the five-point plan that Mitt Romney slash Chairman Mao has to implement. It will ostensibly create 12 million or 12 billion. Was it 12 million?
12 million jobs.
12 billion jobs would really be something in a country with 300 million people.
Right. 12 million jobs, which, of course, he's just a president if he does win the election, and one man cannot do. One man cannot create that many jobs. Ridiculous. But then again, they can make whatever promises they want to. But Dave, I think, is on to something. If you just legalize and or decriminalize marijuana, if you decriminalize hemp and cannabis, this crop, this amazing plant, that will absolutely create a huge industry, and not quite overnight, but darn close to it. Like, if people could actually sell cannabis.
Think
and
about
hemp
the
products,
alcohol industry.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say whatever you want to say about alcohol, but what you can't say is that there aren't a whole bunch of jobs related to it.
No doubt.
And by the way, to some extent, the alcohol companies stand against the legalization of marijuana.
They do.
Ian, I would like to give at least a thumbnail of the final four pillars.
Hold that thought, because Nico is on the line here listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Nico.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
What's on your mind?
So this Chairman Mao, is this Chairman Mao Zedong? Or?
Yes.
I actually originally called in to talk about the environment, but you guys reminded me of another point, and so if you can't answer it quickly, it's okay if we don't get to the environment. But I frequently, ironically enough, because I don't support Obama, find myself among conservatives defending him a lot, which is weird, because I think a lot of what conservatives say about Obama is either, one, untrue, and I think when you say things that just aren't true, have been thoroughly debunked, I think you just make yourself look like an idiot. You don't really support your stand. And two, conservatives do the same thing. And the main thing that I try to convince conservatives when they yell at me for not wanting to vote for either Obama or Mitt Romney, because they say that by not voting for Mitt Romney, I'm voting for Obama.
Right.
How that
then just tell them, okay, then I'm going to go ahead and vote for Obama. Say that one more time, and I'm going to go ahead and do it. Because it's somebody who does not understand math that says that. The fact is if I vote for Gary Johnson, I am not giving a vote to Obama because I'm not putting a vote in his column. The most you could claim is that if there is a duopoly and that somehow one of the parties owns my vote, that I am simply taking a half a vote away from the Republican because, you know, because both parties own a half a vote, and I just have to decide which party to steal a vote, half a vote from and give it to the other side.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. My thing is I believe that a large majority of the problems in this country come from the bipartisan, I guess, duopoly system that we have, and where it's pretty much like Obama. It's not really Obama and Mitt Romney are diametrically opposed. They're the same person. They just have different talking points. When they get into office, they're the same guy, and we've seen this time and time again. And I just don't know how to convince, you know, conservatives or Democrats, for that matter, of this fact. They just don't believe it. They see Mitt Romney making these points, and they either say, well, he's different than all the other guys who and, you know, or before.
This time before, he's different. George Bush lied to us, but this guy is telling the truth.
The best thing I've got here is do you think that the government of Texas or Utah is too big? Well, those governments are run by Republicans. Those Republicans of majorities have been in office. They're tyrannical, and they have been in place for a very long time. Or do you think that the growth of government under George Bush was a good thing? And, you know, I mean, you ask them about the growth of government under Republicans, where they cannot deny that Republicans are responsible for it and attempt to make them own the growth of government. That's what that's the best thing I got.
Yeah, my last favorite argument that they have that I really just want to find a one-sentence way to refute is, well, Obama sucks. He's a horrible guy. He's done a lot of horrible things in this country. So why would you want to keep him in for another 4 years? At least we're getting somebody different in.
I don't want to keep him in.
Yeah.
You know, the likelihood that my vote is going to put Mitt Romney in is nonsense. I'll tell you what. I'll vote for Gary Johnson, and if Obama wins this state by one vote, I'll give you $100.
Hey, Nico, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI.
That'll make you feel better.
Toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Hey, I vote for secession. How about that? I don't want to have anything to do with the federal government. I don't consent. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now. 1-800-923-9429. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now. 1-800-923-9429. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-923-9429. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-923-9429.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free or not. It's up to you. 855-450-FREE is the toll free number. 1-855-450-3733. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. And you can also join us over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a free bumper sticker there. Somebody just posted, I think it was either to Twitter or Facebook today, celebrating that they had received their free bumper sticker from us through the ever-so-slow postal mail system. But that's the way we do it because, well, it's the most affordable way, unfortunately, at this point. And so we do the self-addressed stamped envelope thing. You send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, meaning an envelope to which you have addressed to yourself, and you've stamped yourself. And then we just take that envelope, stuff a bumper sticker in it, and throw it in the mail and send it back to you. That's how it works. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. And the other things you can do, like print out flyers, you can also access graphics. You can utilize web graphics for your website, put up a banner if you'd like. Or even high-res graphics, the fonts that we use. You can make your own Free Talk Live graphics and T-shirts and whatever it is you are talented at. You're welcome to use our resources there. Promote.freetalklive.com. Johnny Ray, you've been. We started the list of the five things, five-point plan. Chairman Romney has for the planning for the country, provided he's elected.
Exactly. Yes. I did. Number one, plan to achieve it. An 8-year plan to achieve energy independence on this continent. Unnecessary. The way to wealth is trade, not control of markets. Mm-hmm. The market will decide where we buy our energy and
right.
How
you don't
much.
Need to plan it. You don't have to plan the marketplace.
That's right.
You just let it happen, and they're not going to do that.
Part two of the plan is trade that works for America. Mitt believes that trade can offer enormous opportunities for American businesses and workers.
That means tariffs, right?
But only if they're given a level playing field on which they can compete and win. That is why he will work to open new markets for American goods and services while also confronting nations like China that cheat on trade and steal American jobs.
What does that mean? They cheat on trade. It's the suggestion that there's this imbalance, right? That's what he's getting at, that there's a trade imbalance.
Romney has said many times over and over that on day one he will label China a currency manipulator.
Right.
And if that's not the pot calling the kettle black, then it's something worse.
Right.
It's misdirection.
It's the pot calling something that's chartreuse black. I mean, China is certainly a manipulator of currency, no doubt. Well, let's call it something that's gray black. But the United States is the manipulator of currency.
Currency manipulation is the name of the game. Everybody manipulates their currency.
It's true. But it's misdirection to suggest
that the United States has the world's reserve currency. So yep. When it manipulates the currency.
At this time.
That's the time we're talking about, Ian.
Yeah, what is
Mitt Romney is proposing
change.
To rule the nation for 4 years. So that's the time we're talking about.
But he is projecting, though, right? Like, he's trying to distract people by telling them that China is the problem when, in point of fact, the problem's right here.
There was a story in the news recently about Chinese corporation ZTE, and I know I'm not pronouncing it right, Huawei. It's part of the trade war that we started talking about a couple of weeks ago. We are, what's it called when you blame somebody? We're scapegoating the Chinese.
Yep, there you go.
Great politics. We're accusing them of cheating.
Well, I'm not accusing them of anything. You mean
thank you.
Federal government?
Mitt Romney and Barack Obama are both going down a road with China that is not wise.
Well, it's important to have a bad guy, right? So they've got the terrorist bad guy, but China, is also a good bad guy for the government people, because anything they can do to distract Americans from the domestic issues is really important to them. So bickering over what to do about the threat, the great red horde in China, is a good way to keep Americans distracted, because Americans are easily distracted by some good foreign nebulous threat that supposedly exists out there for them to be worried about and think that, well, either Barack Obama or Mitt Romney, one of them is going to solve this China problem. It sure is a problem them selling us that cheap goods that we sure do love so much. That's a problem or something like that. And that's what he's suggesting here, by suggesting there's a trade imbalance and that somehow the playing field must be leveled. I mean, this is such a common tactic from the government guys.
Probably the Chinese communists and the American communists make their own deals, and what they say to the media is something wholly different. But I am worried that we're going like Japanese style, 1943-44. We're going to a war, a violent war
with China.
A hot war with China.
I can't believe that's true. It's just posturing.
There are ships in the United States is moving two carrier groups to the South China Sea. I don't think that it's in just posturing. But here, think about this for a second. If you're a conspiracy theorist, and a lot of wars have been started for this very reason, George Washington and many of the founding fathers had a great deal of debt to Great Britain. If the United States doesn't want to pay all that debt to China, most of its debt, by the way, is to the Federal Reserve, so if you really wanted to fight people that you owed money to, you'd fight the bankers. But, there's a lot of money owed to China. What would happen if you got into war with them? Suddenly you don't have to pay. They're the bad guys.
Yeah, I mean, I see where you're coming from, but China's a pretty big... I mean, they're having enough trouble with the ragtag band of insurgents in Afghanistan. China?
The United States could absolutely take it. Well, the United States is a nation, and nations can fight nations very well. What nations can't do is fight desperate groups of individuals that are trying to sort of decentrally coordinate together,
Are you talking about invading China?
No, I'm talking about fighting China's ships.
I see.
They blow their little tin cans out of the water, which will make them very angry.
Part three of Mitt Romney's five-part plan to create 12 million jobs is to provide Americans with the skills to succeed through better public schools, better access to higher education, and better retraining programs that help to match unemployed workers with real-world job opportunities.
Increase the size of government schools. Increase the amount of subsidies, meaning government scholarships and things like that, and government loans for college. Increase the amount of money all over the place going to schools.
Why, people, would you give your money to Mitt Romney for him to turn around and spend on your own education? You're saying, I'm an idiot and I can't do this myself.
I don't think that's true. I think people, when they give money to the government, a lot of them are just afraid. I think that's, there's a small group of people that really have told themselves that it's a good thing to pay taxes. It's a very small group. There's a larger group of people that have been told a story about how, well, I don't like paying taxes, but it's the price of society. It's the price of civilization.
Right. Strikes a charitable chord with them.
And then there's another group of people that is just out and out frightened to death of not paying and what might possibly happen because they've seen Willie Nelson. Richard Woodstack from the whatever Survivor, and they saw what happened to Wesley Snipes, and they don't want that to happen to them. I think those are three primary categories of people that pay taxes.
Part four is to cut the deficit, reducing the size of government and getting the national debt under control so that America remains a place where businesses want to open up shop and hire.
Because Republicans are really good at cutting the deficit.
I think this is just an out-and-out lie.
Aren't Republicans known for increasing the deficit over time because they increase spending without increasing taxes?
Democrats are tax and spend. Republicans are deficit and spend. I mean, to me...
Which means Romney's a Democrat, right? Or something like that.
To me, I think it's more honest to tax and spend than it is to deficit and spend.
Well, yeah, I mean, historically, the Democrats have been more honest in that they'll tell you to your face, a lot of them, that they want more government, whereas people like George Bush or Mitt Romney have all this rhetoric about how they're going to slash...
The Democrats say they want peace and...
And they say they want to help the poor, but they don't actually do that either. So
there's no way that Mitt Romney would give away power, would put himself in a position where he had less power than Barack Obama.
But yet, if you believe his cheerleaders, then he is just he's going to get in there with an axe and just hack the government to bits, and all the government bureaucrats hate him because he's going to cut all their jobs. And this is what I've heard on conservative talk radio, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
The real...
Because that's what he did in Massachusetts, right? Look at the small government in Massachusetts where Mitt Romney went in there and just hacked and slashed and burned the thing to the ground.
I think most conservatives say to themselves, well, he beats Barack Obama.
That's all they got.
That's all they say. And I don't think anybody really believes that Mitt Romney is going to cut government by any size at all.
So what's number? Are we up to number five?
Part five of Mitt's plan is to champion small business. Small businesses are the engine of job creation in this country, but they will struggle to succeed if taxes and regulations are too burdensome or if a government in Washington...
If there's only some burdens in there, let's have taxes and regulations that are burdensome enough, not too burdensome.
Romney said during the presidential debate, he said, regulations are necessary in a free market.
Wow, talk about somebody who doesn't get it.
Orwellian doublespeak.
Yeah,
I think that certifications and limitations on businesses are going to be necessary, but I think they can be done in a marketplace where people...
Okay, but regulations are not certifications.
I didn't say that. Right?
Mitt will pursue comprehensive tax reform that lowers tax rates for all Americans, and he will cut back on the red tape that drives up costs and discourages hiring.
Yeah, sure. And George Bush was for smaller government and no nation building.
That's what he said.
All right. It's Vinny in here with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Hey, we'll be back, Mark and I, on Friday night. In the meantime, Julia and friends will be here to host the show with you. Have fun with them. We'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Our call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, we have answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.